He was a part of one of the most legendary variety shows of all time, the Carol Burnett Show, and in a career spanning more than a half century, won a Golden Globe and 6 Emmys. Tim Conway is a television pioneer who started in the business when network broadcasts were live. There were no laugh tracks, and comedians actually wrote many of their own sketches. Did you always know you were going to do comedy? I mean, when you were in school?
No, I didn't. No, I actually wanted to be a jockey. That's the truth. I started exercising horses and things of that nature. Had I not fallen off as much as I did, been terrified of horses, I probably would have continued.
The Ohio native majored in speech and radio at Bowling Green State University. After graduation, he went into the Army, and when he was done, decided to try to get into broadcasting.
I came out of the Army, and Jack Riley, who was on the Newhart Show eventually, I was going in the Army, and he said, I'm working down at the station for this disc jockey. He said, why don't you take my job? And I said, well, what do you do? And he said, I write comedy. And I said, well, I don't write comedy. He said, it doesn't matter. You buy a joke book, you write down 10 of those jokes, and he thinks you've written them, and you hand it to him every day, and he does it on the radio. So I did that for a while.
Conway then moved to Cleveland, where he got a job working at a television station. He worked with Ernie Anderson, who later became famous as the voice of the ABC television network for decades. In the late 1950s and early 60s, local television was filled with locally produced talk and entertainment shows, and the two started doing comedy sketches between movies.
We started a television show. I was a director of the television show, and he was the talent. He had very little talent, and I had never directed, so it was a mess. I couldn't figure out how to back time it. The first week, we had no ends of the movies, and people would call up and say, hey, where's the end of the movie? I said, you know, it's this cane, it's a sled. <laughs> You know, <laughs> we all know that.
Actress Rose Marie, who was by then a part of the ensemble for the hit Dick Van Dyke television show, saw some of the sketches while visiting Cleveland. She got copies and showed them to TV host Steve Allen.
Rose Marie said, you know, that stuff you're doing is really funny. And I said, well, we're fighting for our lives here, you know. And she said, well, let me take some of this to Steve Allen.
It led to a 2-season stint on Allen's show in New York City. But Conway was just getting started. He was asked to join the cast of a new sitcom about a bumbling PT boat crew in the Pacific during World War II, which was more interested in parties and making money on hooch than fighting. Conway admits he didn't like the idea, but took the job. This is the theme to McHale's Navy, which turned out to be a huge hit. Conway played Ensign Charles Parker, the often confused second-in-command to Quentin McHale, played by Ernest Borgnine. The show ran for 4 years on ABC and made Conway a household name. One of those who noticed Conway's comedic chops was Joe Hamilton, a producer and husband of Carol Burnett. They thought he might be a good fit for the ensemble cast she was assembling for her largely sketch-based variety show.
Joe said, you know, I saw this guy in McHale's Navy and on Steve Allen a couple of times. Let's have him on. He invited me to do the show, and away we went. I was only supposed to do 3 on the first go-around with Carol. Then I got to 6 and 9, and finally they were doing 33 a year. And Carol said, why don't you just do the whole show?
The cast became known for its ad-libbing and efforts to crack each other up, especially the duo of Conway and Harvey Korman.
That was kind of part of the show. I would write sketches for Harvey and I. I would not do the lines that I had written, so Harvey never knew where we were going or what we were doing with it.
Here's part of a sketch featuring Korman and Conway as 2 Foreign Legion soldiers stranded in the middle of the desert without water. Korman plays Conway's commander.
You give up out here, death becomes a nightmare.
What's it like, Captain?
It's horrible.
Huh?
It's horrible.
Ah.
The desert heat comes swooping down on you like a relentless demon. It gouges at your skin and it shrivels your skin and you blister. Your eyes pop out. Your hair falls out, your tongue swells to 4 times its natural size, and you just collapse in the sand.
Oh! I hate sand in my clothes.
Conway developed a whole cast of characters like his old band who would painfully shuffle across a room in slow motion.
I got hurt in football. A guy cracked a vertebrae on my back by running into it with his helmet. So that's the way I walked for a couple of weeks. So everybody kept laughing at the way I was walking and just came up with an old guy.
Conway's characters like Dorf and Mr. Tuttle helped him win 5 Emmys during his 8 seasons on the show. He also appeared on a series of other shows and movies over the years, including his own sitcom and variety series in the 1970s. Conway admits the era of the variety show is probably gone forever.
First of all, it's too expensive, and who would you get to do it unless the Kardashians were available?
He says it was a thrill to be on the cutting edge of a new medium. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.